Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, isolated showers and thunderstorms, sunny skies, lower 90s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, cloudy skies, showers and thunderstorms likely, lower 70s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For the 4th of July, sunny skies, isolated storms in the lower 90s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, chance of storms in the lower 70s. For Friday, once again, partly sunny, chance of storms around 90. Right now, it's 70.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Good Wednesday. Happy 4th of July Eve. Kansas reporting that it collected nearly $33 million more in taxes than anticipated last month and ended its 2019 budget year with solid revenue growth. The State Department of Revenue said yesterday that Kansas collected nearly $782 million in taxes last month. The state's fiscal forecast had predicted a little more than $749 million, making the surplus about 44%. The heavy rains that caused severe flooding in the central U.S. this spring also had the positive effect of ending a prolonged drought in the southern plains. Kansas, Arkansas, and nearly 96% of Texas are now considered to be drought-free. The U.S. Drought Monitor shows that Oklahoma was drought-free as of the 25th of June for the first time in more than 2 years. Mid-America Network News.
The Kansas Wheat Innovation Center in Manhattan is rediscovering ways to get improved varieties and new genetics in the hands of farmers faster. Grower-led and Checkoff-funded research initiatives are bringing about positive change. This grassroots leadership provides a strong voice in Topeka and Washington, D.C. Kansas Wheat Commission and Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, farmers investing in their future and yours. Log on to rediscoverwheat.org.
For the best certified seed wheat service, choose Kramer Seed Farms. Kramer Seed Farms in Hugoton, Kansas is proud to serve wheat growers in southwest Kansas, the Oklahoma Panhandle, and southeast Colorado. They work with top seed brands such as AgriPro, Lima Grain, and Watley Seed Company to offer the best certified seed varieties for local producers. For more information on what they can do for your certified seed wheat this fall, contact Kramer Seed Farms, 620-544-1579. Kramer Seed Farms, Hugoton, Kansas.
Competing rallies are planned this weekend in Dodge City with two groups that have opposing views. The Wichita Eagle reports that a conservative Christian group called Kansas Revival will hold a church rally Saturday aimed at opposing abortion and protecting faith, family, and freedom. At about the same time, members of a group called the Kansas Unity Coalition will gather at a city park for a counter-demonstration in support of equality, justice, and equal rights, supporting the LGBT community and abortion rights. Kansas drivers can no longer be charged with a crime for refusing a field sobriety test under a new state law. The Wichita Eagle reports that a change in state law that became effective this week means police cannot ticket suspected drivers for not taking one. But refusal to comply comes with a year-long license suspension. Drivers who refuse to be tested can still be prosecuted for DUI based on other evidence. Wishing you a happy 4th of July holiday, I'm Rick Everett.
Just a minute. It'll come back on. Internet problems can put parents in a pickle. As your kids grow up, be sure your internet speeds go up too. Call Blue Valley Telecommunications today and we will give you 2 months free plus free installation. If you're already a Blue Valley customer, contact us to find out what we have in store for you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. The amount of water flowing into the lower Missouri River will remain high throughout the summer and fall, and that water likely will continue to exacerbate flooding downstream. U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says it plans to keep releases from Gavin's Point Dam on the Nebraska-South Dakota border near current levels, which are more than double what is typical throughout the summer. University of Nebraska students beginning to work in several communities through a new summer service program created in the wake of this year's devastating flooding. The program projects include documenting flood damage to roads and bridges, organizing thank you events for volunteers who cleaned up a local fairground, and developing multilingual disaster recovery materials to help with
welcome to F-150 Radio. Hello, Miranda.
Ford F-150's terrific. Now, let's get specific.
Okay. The high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy F-150 has best-in-class towing.
For campers and boats, for homecoming floats.
And best-in-class torque.
F-150's packing what the competition is lacking.
Nicely done.
Enjoyed it a ton.
The Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
Best-in-class claims with properly configured vehicles. Classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
For the best certified seed wheat service, choose Kramer Seed Farms. Kramer Seed Farms in Hugoton, Kansas is proud to serve wheat growers in southwest Kansas, the Oklahoma Panhandle, and southeast Colorado. They work with top seed brands such as AgriPro, Lima Grain, and Watley Seed Company to offer the best certified seed varieties for local producers. For more information on what they can do for your certified seed wheat this fall, contact Kramer Seed Farms, 620-544-1579. Kramer Seed Farms, Hugoton, Kansas.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Sandy Wilson of Beatty was elected Marshall County Clerk Tuesday to fill the unexpired term through 2020 of Sonia Stowes, who resigned the office effective June 18th. Wilson has served the past year as deputy clerk and has many years' experience as a county employee in the treasurer's, appraiser's, and clerk's offices. She was the only candidate nominated by members of the Democratic Central Committee and was elected by acclamation following comments and questions. Her selection will be forwarded to Kansas Governor Laura Kelly for approval. In comments, Wilson outlined the multiple responsibilities involved and pledged to restore some trust to the office, adding that she would treat everyone's issue as if it were the most important. She noted that the biggest challenge would be the image of the clerk's office and rebuilding trust. Asked what the underlying problem was, she replied that policies and procedures are in place to handle accounts payable, which may have been circumvented in the past. Going forward, she is in favor of an open book policy and cross-training employees. The office is working together to follow the rules and has worked with the county treasurer to improve the system, which now allows commissioners to see details on each warrant entered for payment. Again, Sandy Wilson of Beatty, chosen Marshall County Clerk by the Democratic Central Committee. Her selection will be forwarded to the Kansas Governor for approval. Sunflower Credit Union will host a grand opening of their new facility in Marysville Wednesday evening beginning at 5:30. Tours of the new facility will be featured. Sunflower staff will serve refreshments. Sunflower Credit Union offers services to anyone who lives, works, or worships in Marshall, Washington, or Nemaha counties of northeast Kansas, and that grand opening begins at 5:30 this evening. Waterville Community Independence activities are Wednesday, July 3rd, with a chicken dinner and concessions, as well as free musical entertainment at Lipton Ball Field beginning at 5 and fireworks at 10. Marysville will celebrate All-American 4th of July on Thursday. Family-friendly games and crafts as well as helicopter rides begin at 4:30 at the Marysville Airport. Landall Corporation will provide a free meal beginning at 6. Marshall County Arts Cooperative will host a free show featuring 4x4 with musical favorites everyone will love, including the Beach Boys, Beatles, Bee Gees, and Motown at 7:30 and a fireworks display on the 4th at dusk. Free will donation with a cash bar available. Free shuttle service from the North 20th and North Street parking at Landall's. Bring your best pie by 6 p.m. for the pie judging contest with individual slices $1 each after judging. The K-State Parachute Club will present colors at 7:15 and veterans and first responders will be honored. A walk, run, or ride on the Blue River Rail Trail starts the day Thursday at 9 a.m. meeting at the historic UP Depot. The new trail connection to downtown will be unveiled and the Depot Restoration Group will host their annual road rally beginning at 11 a.m. Free swimming will be featured at the Marysville City Pool from 1 to 6 on the 4th in Marysville. Friday evening, the City Marysville fireworks begin at 9:45 at the Lakeview Sports Complex. Centralia 4th celebration includes the Freedom 5K at 8 a.m., a community breakfast, parade downtown at 11, with lunch and games at the park following, fireworks at dusk at Centralia Lake. Blue Rapids Firemen will host a barbecue Thursday the 4th from 5 until 7 at the 4-H building on the fairgrounds with a vendor's fair from 4:30 till 8:30, a kid's bicycle parade at the Riverside Shelter House at 5, a volunteer jam, the annual Chamber of Commerce duck race at 7:15, and fireworks at dusk. Waterville will offer free swimming at City Pool from 1 to 5 on Thursday, plus concessions at the Ball Diamond at 8 and a free will donation fireworks display beginning at 10. Frankfort Community Care Home will host a fireworks display Thursday evening at 9:30. Betty J. Reeves Clark, age 82, of Tecumseh, formerly of Pawnee City, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Hall Funeral Home in Auburn. Interment in Mount Vernon Cemetery, rural Peru. Visitation Friday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Betty Clark. Alma A. Spear, age 83, formerly of Blue Springs, passed away June 27th. Funeral service Saturday at 2 at the Christ Community Church in Beatrice, interment in the Evergreen Home Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 8, Saturday 9 to noon, at the Griffith Suvendick Chapel in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Alma Spear. Carol A. Slupionic, age 64, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. with a rosary at 9:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Friday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Carol Slupionic. Helen A. Nord, age 91, formerly of Washington, passed away Tuesday. Memorial service is planned Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Tibbetts Fisher Funeral Home in Belleville. Casual attire requested. Private family interment at a later date at St. John's Catholic Cemetery, Hanover. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 8 at the Tibbetts Fisher Funeral Home in Belleville, in charge of arrangements for Helen Nord. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, a hamburger, baked beans, and fruited jello. They are closed on the 4th for Independence Day. Friday's menu, stuffed pepper casserole, rice, sliced carrots, wheat bread, and pineapple. KNDY News, time is 7:17.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Upper-level system will bring some isolated chances for showers and thunderstorms for this Wednesday, continuing into tonight and for the 4th of July. And then we have the surface boundary that will move across the area, bringing prolonged periods of showers and thunderstorms for the end of the week, all the way into the weekend. Otherwise, temperature-wise, we're still going to see warm temps out there. It looks like in the upper 80s and into the lower 90s. So looking at the forecast for this Wednesday, isolated showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny skies, lower 90s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, we'll continue with showers and thunderstorms, cloudy skies and lower 70s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For the 4th of July, sunny skies, isolated storms. Again, we'll see temperatures lower 90s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, isolated storms overnight, lower 70s. For Friday, once again, partly sunny skies, chance of showers and thunderstorms. We'll see highs around 90 degrees. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early July, 88. Record high on this date, 103 in 1934. The average low, 68. The record low is 51, set in 1959. Sunset this evening, 8:52. Sunrise in the morning at 6:02. Sunny skies this morning in Marysville, and it's 72 degrees. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 3rd of July. KNDY News Time, 7:19. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
South Hill Pottery, in partnership with the Astro 3 Theater, is offering painting classes to celebrate the release of the live-action The Lion King. Call South Hill Pottery at 562-8296 to register your children 3 to 12 years old. The cost is only $2 to create an original lion painting, which will then be displayed at the Astro 3. Let your wild side out at South Hill Pottery.
A late MLB pitcher honored, and Citi Field stops the Yankees' big bats. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Angels honored pitcher Tyler Skaggs in their first game against the Rangers since he was found unresponsive and pronounced dead in his hotel room. His number 45 painted in red behind the mound and alongside the scoreboards. Fellow pitcher and teammate Andrew Haney.
He meant so much to all of us. You know, he was definitely my best friend.
Angels won 9-4. The Yankees' record home run streak ended in Citi Field at 31 games. Michael Conforto broke out of his 1-for-24 slump with a big two-run double to break the tie in the eighth.
First pitch, swing and a drive, deep to left, going back, Gardner, it's over his head, it bounces off the top of the wall. In to score Lagares, Cano right behind him, Romo stops at third, and on in second with a two-run double.
On WCBS, Mets win 4-2. The U.S. and England squared off in the semifinal of the World Cup. The opening score for the Americans was the first goal England surrendered in 380 minutes. Meanwhile, Alex Morgan scored the go-ahead goal on her 30th birthday, capped off by a sip of tea celebration. Goalkeeper Alyssa Nair stoned the tying penalty kick in the 83rd minute.
Everything kind of went blank, actually. It was a very, it's like an eerie calm kind of in the stadium, but just was able to get a good jump on it, good read on it, and went my way.
U.S. wins 2-1 and is the first team to advance to three straight Women's World Cup finals. Day two of Wimbledon, Serena Williams opened with a victory in straight sets over Giulia Gatto-Montecone, 6-2, 7-5.
Right now I have to have every match count like 10 matches because I haven't had a ton of matches this year, so I learned a lot from that match.
Roger Federer lost his first set, then cruised to a 3-6, 6-1, 6-2, 6-2 win over Lloyd Harris. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
The PFB Pyros Fireworks Stand is back in Hanover. Of course, they have the classics, snakes, snaps, and sparklers, and they have the big boys like the detonator. Open now through July 5th from noon to 9. Right in downtown Hanover next to Ricky's Cafe across from Turn 4. Have a blast with fireworks from PFB Pyros.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Now that President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping have agreed to a temporary trade truce, Trump says China has promised to buy large amounts of ag products from U.S. farmers. Well, Politico looked into what products that shopping list might include. Soybeans, like the top of that list. Soybean farmers have been hit hardest by Trump's trade war because China was once the top export market for U.S. soybeans. Beijing bought another 544,000 metric tons last week, largest buy since March. Pork, another key item on the list, as pork producers have also been hit hard by trade feuds, especially with China and Mexico. As African swine fever continues to ravage China's once giant herd, Beijing could now turn to U.S. hog farmers to fill the country's appetite for protein. Politico also says ethanol exports to China could potentially grow. That would help ease some pressure on corn growers and biofuel producers, a key constituency that's complained the administration's trade policies harming demand for ethanol. The only question is that China doesn't maintain government reserves of ethanol and the tariffs currently are prohibitive. As of right now, though, in a lot of space for China to buy a huge amount of biofuels. Farmers who were prevented from planting cash crops due to extremely wet weather will be able to stay eligible for the market facilitation program by planting cover crops. That official announcement was made this week by Natural Resources Conservation Service Director Matthew Lohr. USDA targeted a little over $14 billion in payments for the 2019 growing season in order to ease the impact of the ongoing trade dispute with China it's having on U.S. farmers. The first of three rounds of payments due either late this month or early August. Risk Management Agency Chief of Staff Keith Gray said prevent plant filing had already been brisk with a total of $151 million already being paid out. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Had some struggles with the soybeans and with wheat on Tuesday. Corn did okay after bouncing around some on the day. July corn up 1.5 at 413.5. September up 3.5 at 419. July Casey wheat down 10.75 at 424. September down 11.5 at 432.5. July soybeans down 9.25, 876.25. August down 10 at 879.75. Bean meal and bean oil also lower. July soybean meal down $1.30 at 303.50. July soy oil was 32 points lower at 27.66. And as far as the livestock complex is concerned, mixed numbers there, but mostly higher. August live cattle unchanged at 104.10. October down 17 at 105.35. Some of the back months were green. August feeders up 135 at 138.37. September feeders up 120 at 138.82. And all the later months were higher in the feeder cattle, so not so bad there. Hogs were mixed as well. July hogs up 115 at 73.72. August hogs up 27 at 78.97. Then after that, the back months were under a bit of pressure, but we'll call it mostly higher in the livestock complex as we finished up the day on Tuesday. And mixed mostly lower in the grains and soybeans. Cotton had a pretty strong day on Tuesday. July cotton up 60 points at 63.77. October cotton up 60 points at 66.57. So all in all, not a bad day for cotton. And as we pointed out, mixed numbers elsewhere across the futures markets on Tuesday. Keep in mind, markets will close at noon today and then closed all day on Thursday for the 4th of July holiday. So we're working on a shortened week this week. We'll see how things shake out on our short day today. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead.
When it comes to the trailer you're hauling behind your vehicle, whether it's a big rig or a pickup truck, MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has your back. Dunan and Chaparral drop decks, flatbeds, and heavy hauling trailers for the big rigs, along with gooseneck livestock trailers by Barrett. And for your pickup truck, the utility line of trailers from Rice with 5x10 to 8x20 boxes. MJ's Truck Repair, Mound Ridge.
The Kansas Wheat Innovation Center in Manhattan is rediscovering ways to get improved varieties and new genetics in the hands of farmers faster. Grower-led and Checkoff-funded research initiatives are bringing about positive change. This grassroots leadership provides a strong voice in Topeka and Washington, D.C. Kansas Wheat Commission and Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, farmers investing in their future and yours. Log on to rediscoverwheat.org.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. Growing up on a farm, you certainly learned early on about the birds and the bees. But what about the crickets? More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
On the farm, we learned early on about the birds and the bees, but what about the crickets? Shelby Smith is a cricket farmer. Yeah, she raises crickets for human consumption in Ames, Iowa. So, Shelby, this may sound like a really odd and I hope not inappropriate question, but how do crickets reproduce?
Same old-fashioned way that everything else reproduces. The interesting thing, though, the females only need to be fertilized every 2 weeks, and then they can lay fertilized eggs for those 2 weeks without having to be fertilized again. So they're kind of an interesting little bug.
Is there a visible way to tell the female from a male?
Yes, there is. If you find one with a long spike that comes out of, I suppose, what you'd call the tail end, a long spike, which is actually their ovipositor. So that's what they use to lay their eggs. That is a female. Only the males chirp. So as long as each bin is chirping, I know I have males in there, and the females are pretty easy to pick out by sight, and they're usually not a problem finding a female in one of the bins.
That was going to be my next question is, do they chirp? And are these the type of chirping crickets that we are annoyed by throughout the summer across the Midwest?
No, so those are actually the field cricket. That is a common question I get as well. When people come to, you know, to try my products, they go, oh, this doesn't look like the cricket that I'm used to. I'm used to these big black crickets. And the other question that I get is too, you know, is your facility really loud? Is it really annoying? Because typically what people think of are the one cricket in their garage or their basement that just chirps. And then every time they get close to it, it stops chirping. So this is definitely not the case of that. When you have about 3 million crickets chirping at once, think of it more as a white noise type of a thing.
Do you have breeding stock, you know, as in other agriculture and you know, cows and pigs, we've got breeding stock. Do you have that?
Nope, they just recycle themselves. So if I want to expand my population, sure, I can keep some alive and laying a little longer than I typically would. But for the most part, I do not have like a designated breeding stock. Everything has come from that original 10,000, and they have just replaced and expanded themselves as they've gone.
Shelby Smith is my guest. She is the owner of Gym and Eat Crickets of Ames, Iowa, GYM-N-Eat. Back after this.
The Norris Motor Company in Marysville has the new 2019 Chevy Silverado pickups, including a 1500 model crew cab and a pair of sturdy 2500 HD model, both a Z71 and a Duramax edition. Test drive the new 2019 Chevy Silverado pickups today at the Norris Motor Company in Marysville.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
7:30 from KNDY, sunny skies, 74 degrees, and we'll look for highs around 90 on into the weekend. Looks like it's going to be a seasonal Independence Day or two.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. Jake Bowers had four hits and drove in three runs, and the Cleveland bullpen bailed Trevor Bauer out of a late jam, helping the Indians beat the Royals 9-5. Bauer earned the win after six shaky innings, and All-Star closer Brad Hand worked the ninth to wrap things up. Jacob Junis took the loss for Kansas City. The Kansas City Royals have recalled shortstop Adalberto Mondesi from a minor league rehab stint and right-hander Jake Newberry from AAA Omaha. The Royals also optioned right-hander Scott Barlow and infielder Humberto Arteaga to Omaha before their game against Cleveland. And the U.S. national soccer team has advanced to the Women's World Cup final after a 2-1 victory over England. I'm Rick Everett with Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
All right, welcome to F-150 Radio. Hello, Miranda.
Ford F-150 is terrific. Now let's get specific.
Okay. The high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy F-150 has best-in-class towing.
For campers and boats, for homecoming floats.
And best-in-class torque.
F-150 is packing what the competition is lacking.
Nicely done.
Enjoyed it a ton.
The Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
Best-in-class claims with properly configured vehicles. Classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds, GVWR, based on Ford segmentation.
From Texas, Oklahoma, through Kansas and Nebraska to the Dakotas, Mid-America Ag Network will keep you informed of this year's winter wheat harvest. I'm Craig Mead. Listen daily as we deliver the most current, up-to-date information on the progression of the summer wheat harvest all through Mid-America. Summer Wheat Harvest Reports. They're brought to you by U.S. Custom Harvesters, Abilene Machine, P&B Insurance, your Midwest Ford dealers, the Kansas Wheat Commission, and Mid-America Ag Network. Bullish on agriculture.
In Arlington, Texas, the grieving L.A. Angels took the field last night for the first time since the death of 27-year-old pitcher Tyler Skaggs, a game they won over the Texas Rangers 9-4. All-star outfielder Mike Trout said after the game his teammates are like family.
To lose, you know, somebody like him, it's tough. You know, my first at bat, I get up there and... all I do is think about him, you know?
Tyler Skaggs found unresponsive in his room at the team's hotel before what was supposed to be the series opener on Monday. And the K-State Wildcats making a public invitation. K-State fans invited to celebrate the Hall of Fame career of football coach Bill Snyder inside Bramlage Coliseum, the celebration to take place on the 13th of this month. Happy 4th, everyone, from the Mid-America Network.